basically, whether it's casino law or racing law or equine law, that would be very similar no matter what state. There are, would certainly be some differences in some of the regulations at the various state levels, but I would say 90% of it would be the same.
Agreed. That falls under administrative law, where issues in those categories don't go to a court. They go to a state agency. The biggest strength of Albany Law School is its interconnectedness with New York State. We have a lot of field placements and externships and internships. So how we sort of envision this is that students will we hope students will come from all over the country. We'll have both the coursework and internships and field placements to put them within government agencies or law firms and different agencies in these fields, and they will learn the skills. And then should they decide to go back to, you know, their home territory or move to Massachusetts or Connecticut, there's always specifics that you have to learn for each state, but the principles are the same.
Right now, is there a demand for lawyers, you know, either by towns and municipalities to see how, you know, they what rights they have and how they can approach a gaming operation, or the operations themselves? Is there a big demand right now for people with expertise in these fields?
Well, I would say yes, there is. Basically, at the present time, a lot of the attorneys that represent these various companies or racetracks or breeding farms or casinos have had a standard education without a concentration in these areas. But now, with the program at the Albany Law School, people will be able to get an education with these with this concentration as well. And there are a lot of opportunities, as you know, in life, if you've got that extra amount of education, whether it's being a veterinarian with a law degree or being an attorney with a concentration in equine law and casino.
And to echo Dr. Belinsky, there is a very big demand. All of the people, all of the applicants have obviously legal counsel advising them, because this is a minimum $51 million investment before they even get through the door. And the towns and the counties and all of the municipalities are, as you've heard, are having town meetings at this point with their citizens to try and determine, well, what are our rights, what are our interests. So obviously there is a growing need for that at this time.
Yeah, well, I think in the law field, when you discuss need, there's also what they call, or what I refer to as opportunity. With all the influx of casino gaming, racetracks, et cetera, we're finding that there is a need. And by having this program, the idea is to fulfill that need with qualified people.
And I'll just say that how the program is set up is that it's equine racing and gaming law. They're really three specific industries. They're interrelated and they share a lot of things. The equine and racing industries, for equine, there's a lot of show horses, there's pleasure horses, there's people who run boarding stables, there's people who run riding stables where you can send your child to take lessons. Those share a lot of interest with the racing stables in terms of, it's basically like agricultural law, tax law, land use rules, zoning and population issues, and just the business of being in an equine industry. The racing and gaming industries share the component of being very heavily regulated by both state and federal governments, and the idea that there's gambling involved and all the regulations that come with that. So the program will address all three areas. And also, we look to it to be not just coursework. As I mentioned before, we want the internships and the field placements so that people have practical experience. And we also are looking to be really a sort of a think tank resource for the industries to be the home where we can be kind of a repository, and people from wherever can contact us if they have a question or an issue, and we can be the source to say, well, look into that and you know, come up with an answer for you.
And when can we expect the first graduates from the program?
Well, the course that's being offered for the starting students of 2014, so they, on the traditional law school schedule of 3 years, will graduate in 2017.
You know, another point that I'd like to make is, historically, in the seat of government here in Albany, New York, which Albany Law School is well situated to be right next to the Capitol, Albany Law School is situated only 50 minutes from Saratoga Racetrack, or less actually. And by being so close, a lot of issues come up. But when you go into government and get into the inner workings of government, most everybody, the majority leader of the Senate, the speaker, and so on, they have attorneys on staff who help them decide on how to react with on certain topics. And of course, racing, gaming, equine law, and casino gaming are hot topics. And right now, very few, if any, of the attorneys that are involved have really been at any university that's had a concentration. So there's definitely a need for people in government to have more knowledge of these topics so that if they are there to advise their boss, shall we say, they'll at least be able to do so. And right now, when you see how it works, it's, I guess, it's dysfunctional in many ways, but it definitely is dysfunctional with having people that really know the industry.